Evidence for the Connection Between Star Formation Rate and Evolutionary Phases of Quasars, by Zhifu Chen et al. Both theory and observation suggest that outflows driven by an active central supermassive black hole, SMBH, has a feedback effect on shaping the global properties of the host galaxy. However, whether feedback from the outflow is effective, and if so, whether it is positive or negative, has long been controversial. Here, using the latest catalog from the Sloan Digital Sky Survey, SDSS, we use the flux ratio of the O2-2-NeV emission lines as a proxy to compare the star formation rate, SFR, in the hosts of quasars with different types of broad absorption lines, BALs, low ionization, low, BAL, high ionization, high, BAL, and non-BAL. We find that SFR decreases from lobal to Hibble quasars, and then increases from Hibble to non-BAL quasars. Assuming that the sequence of lobal to Hibble to non-BAL represents evolution, our results are consistent with a quenching and subsequent rebound of star formation in quasar host galaxies. This phenomenon can be explained that the SFR is suppressed by the outflow, which then rebounds once the outflow disappears as the quasars evolve from Hibbles to non-BALs. Our result suggests that the quasar outflow has a negative global feedback on galaxy evolution. This was evidence for the connection between star formation rate and evolutionary phases of quasars, by Zhifu Chen et al.